Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Billy Joe Armstrong, a member of rock group Green Day, was born on this date in 1972. Landing a recording deal with the independent label Lookout Records, Green Day released the EP 1,000 Hours in 1989 and their first full album, 39 Smooth, in 1990. The band soon built up a following in the underground punk scene in Berkeley, California. The trio released Kerplunk in 1991, which sold 20,000 copies. Hoping to take the band to the next level, Green Day left Lookout Records and signed with the major label Reprise Records in 1994. Their first album for the label eventually sold more than 12 million copies worldwide. The band took home its first Grammy Award for Best Alternative Music Performance in 1994. Continuing with their fast and furious song style, Green Day released its follow-up album Insomniac in 1995, which sold more than 4 million copies. The group's next album, Nimrod, showed some signs of maturity. The album featured Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, a ballad penned by Armstrong about a past breakup. The unusually tender track was used in several television shows, including the hit drama ER. Still, by the time Green Day released 2000's Warning, some wondered if the band was on a downward spiral. However, 2004's American Idiot took Green Day in a new direction. Rather than writing about personal angst and frustration, Green Day explored social and political themes in this concept album. American Idiot earned the group its second Grammy Award. Armstrong later worked with Michael Mayer on transforming American Idiot into a musical. In the fall of 2009, the show made its world premiere at the Berkeley Repertory Theater. That same year, Green Day released its second concept album, 21st Century Breakdown. It debuted at the top of the album charts and received much critical praise.
You had the time of your life.
On this date in 1944, Fort Smith native and West Point graduate William Orlando Darby, who had organized and trained an elite commando unit that became the 1st United States Army Ranger Battalion and later expanded into several battalions, was reassigned to head the 179th Infantry Regiment of the 45th Division. Darby reorganized the broken regiment into a serviceable unit after it had played a role in saving the Anzio, Italy beachhead. Darby was known as an exemplary leader and received many military honors. Newsweek magazine was first published on this date in 1933. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.